And that's called They Won't Have Me, and that's off of the Amy Ray record, If It All Goes South. We're talking about and listening to a bunch of cuts from that record, which was released toward the end of last year, and it's a fantastic record. I wanted to ask you, Amy, while we have a little more time, you've been such an inspiration to so many people through your creative outlets. And I wondered if, like, this is kind of a dumb question, but, like, did you feel like were you able to see you making an impact and affecting people right from the beginning of creating, or did you actively have to learn how to touch people? Because your music really speaks to people in a deep, deep way that I don't think a lot of musicians get.
Wow, it's such an interesting thing. I feel like we're part of like a community of, it's like we started so young in high school, you know, and then our audience was like our friends. So when you have, like, if your audience is your friends as you go through college too, what's really happening is an exchange of like,
yeah,
of growth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're growing up together, you know, you're discovering all the things that you do wrong together, you're trying to become a better person. And so I think that is the crux of why it's just when you are in that environment, you automatically are teaching each other. And then we were mentored in Atlanta by a lot of musicians that were kind of 10 years older than us and always teaching us things. And then every time we toured opening for someone, they were teaching us the ropes. And it's like, and then we learned that you teach other people the ropes. And it's just that kind of thing.
That to me is so interesting, because I think part of what you're saying is like there's like a mutual respect of you as an artist, but also respecting the audience and the people who are a part of your show, because whether or not they're creating, they're a part of what you're making.
Yeah. And then they also, when your audience is really small and you're young, you know what they do in the world, right? So you're getting cues off like, oh, this person volunteers for Greenpeace. Oh, this person is going to go to theology school and work with, like, you know, therapeutic, whatever, religion stuff or something. You know, like, it's all these crazy things that we were aware of people in our audience and our community and other musicians. And then when we got into activism, we were being schooled by those people. So it's all about growth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like when that's happening, you're influencing each other. So you're going to touch each other, because that's how it's going to work.
That's awesome.
It's organic. It's not something that you can be like, I want to develop a personality that, you know, inspires people.
Right, 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 exactly.
That's not going to happen.
Right, right. I guess since you've been in music for such a long time and have probably seen it change drastically over the years, what kind of advice would you give to a young musician who's wanting to make a living doing this?
I mean, it depends on what your goals are. I mean, if you know, because some people want to make a living and they want to play, just want to play music, and they don't mind what the context is. And so just get better at your instrument and work as hard as you can, you know. I always think that, like, if you want to be a songwriter, like, the lesson that was taught me was, if you want to be a songwriter, you got to write. You got to spend time writing. You got to have a discipline. You got to read a lot, because you need to have input and output.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, listen to a lot of music and read a lot, and also, like, have a discipline around writing, you know, every day, or, you know, learning about writing, or just doing something to exercise those muscles. I don't think you can have a deep and long career unless you're working on your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I didn't know at first.
Mm-hmm.
Had to be taught by a lot of people. And so that's it, because I think that never changes.
Yeah.
The gatekeepers of how you get your music out there changes, the format, social media, like all the stuff in life that changes does. But like the idea that you have to be good at what you
do. The craft.
Never changes.
Yeah.
So it's always awesome. That like 10,000 hours of practice. You know,
right.
Malcolm Gladwell thing, you know?
Right.
It's real.
Nice, nice. Well, on that note, I think we're gonna head downstairs here and shoot some videos with your band, which I'm really excited about. I want to make sure our listeners are aware of that. We'll post some videos of Amy Ray and her band in the next week, and we're going to record a number of songs with them. I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to have you back in Bristol.
It's great to be here. I mean, I love this town, so it's so fun to come up here.
Yeah, last time you were here, you were headlining Rhythm and Roots.
Yeah, which was so fun.
Yeah. Well, we got to get you back here again at Rhythm and Roots sometime. And thanks for spending time with us this morning. Congrats on the new record. It's a fantastic record.
Well, you're very nice. Thanks for having all of us.
And we're going to close out here with a tune called From This Room. This is off If It All Goes South. Of course, Amy is going to be in Knoxville tonight with Tedeschi Trucks. Where is the show?
It's at the Civic Auditorium.
Okay. Big show.
Big old giant place.
Yeah. All right. So go to that, and you can learn more by visiting amy-ray.com. All right. We're going to jump into a tune. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.